everybody. Welcome. It is the third week in the month of May, and as all teachers know that in Hillsborough County, we get out of here at the end of this month. But I'd like to start off with introductions. Hello, my name is Denise, and to my left, or right.
And I am April, and we are Diversity and Equity in Education, being hosted by
the fabulous and fantastic Bianca Goosby of Teaching for the Culture. And we are just so happy for this opportunity to be on back on with you all again tonight. April, how was your past week?
It's not too bad. Know why we have to wait until I start on the live to start asking me 1,000 questions before I snap. But how are things faring? They're faring because we have a total of 9 days left. And yes, technically, I only have 5 days left because I will be headed off to the IEL conference for community schools. Kind of excited about it, but you know how you can be excited about something but not knowing what to expect? Because when you list on a conference over 150 workshops,
Wow. Wow,
yeah. That's a lot to choose from. So we'll see, and I'll be able to report back next month about it.
Okay. Yes, well, that's great, because as for myself, I may have, even though it is 9 days, I also have about, I would say, six maybe, because of the fact that I am going to be traveling myself and doing a variety of things and just, you know, working on stuff. So we've had a month. I mean, again, like, let's remind parents again, these especially important dates. I'm not sure at your school, but I know at my school, testing will be taking place again over the next 2 weeks, to the last 2 weeks of school, which would include things like your state testing and then also your exams, semester exams. Okay. So school ends on the 30th. Most schools end at a half day. I know that my school does. April, does your school end a half day on the 30th? Okay. And so please, parents, plan accordingly.
I will say that that half day mark technically is determined by how quickly the buses can get back after going and dropping off the elementary kids. So we will see. I did see in one of the groups with Hills, it's a Hillsborough County Teachers Group. I can't remember which one it was. But when I tell you them elementary teachers get pissed off every single year, as if they forget from the previous year, that high school teachers get a little bit more extra time as it relates to preparing for closing out a school year. That goes from making sure kids that need to graduate with all these extra, you know, opportunities to be able to turn in assignments. At that point, it's like, who wants to hold a child back from graduating? Then there's also all the graduation events. Then there's also all the other extracurricular events. High school is just a different culture. So elementary teachers just know this time next year, it's going to be the same thing. So please, ma'am and sirs, just get over it. It's going to be the same thing every year. Like, what? Isn't that way forever?
Everything is dictated by, well, not everything, but a lot of things are highly dictated by transportation. If you keep that in mind and realize that transportation is going to run this, I don't care, you know, how much we push it. They ain't coming. You know, we can't control the late bus. So, but we do want to make sure that your parents are aware of the fact that that summer is coming. It's swift, fast approaching us. I had a conversation with April earlier, and we both also discussed things like summer job opportunities, summer camps, things like that. A lot of that stuff has been filled. So really, you should be looking earlier before school ends for you to try and squeeze the kids in now. April, talk about our East Tampa Brain Booster Camp, because there are some slots still open.
So as of right now, we have six spaces that are still available. Didn't really do too much advertisement as it relates to it, because there will always be those that are already registered in the camp that will have cousins and my brother kids and my sister kids, you know, they need to get them in. So I really didn't do a lot of advertisement with it, because they will fill without question. We are scheduled for our mandatory, keyword mandatory, three syllabus that requires for parents or a family representative and the child or children to attend this event on June 7th, which is Saturday, from 2 to 2:30. I can't remember if it's 2 or 2:30, but either way, go. The email went out.
Uh-huh.
A reminder will go out. And again, it's a non-negotiable. They must be there. Unless somebody is going a funeral or somebody's having surgery, looks, you need to be in the building. Otherwise, we can't do it. We must see, speak to, establish some foundational rules and expectations, not only for the parents and their children, but also for our staff. So it's a requirement. It's a non-negotiable. And we're excited about that because, again, for all the time and effort that it took to plan everything, we want to make sure that your children have a great experience. So it's time. Yeah. And if your child is still looking for a job, most of those opportunities where any type of summer programs through the various organizations like City of Tampa, Career Source, and so on and so forth, that gate is closed. So your children would have to probably go out. Not probably. They would have to go out and find a job on their own at this point. So again, parents, don't wait till the last minute. Stop embedding that habit of last minute with your children because it carryovers into their young adult lives and then into their adult lives. Because on your own time, you're already late.
Thank you. And so important. And you notice how April stressed also the attendance, not just the mandatory attendance for the parents and for the child and everyone there for camp, but also mandatory also attendance for our children in general, because we want to keep those habits going. I mean, just because it's summertime doesn't mean that we can sleep until 12 o'clock. It's best to instill those skills. Those are soft skills, just like saying thank you and please and things like that, that we want the child to come to school with. They should come with the expectation that, hey, I should always be on time because I missed something. If I'm not on time, I might miss out some good stuff if I don't come on time. So that's super important. And so just remember also too, there's just a lot of camps, a lot of activities around. You just got to price it for yourself. You got to look at the fact that, okay, well, could I get into this program over here that was free, or do I have to pay a certain amount of money? And what can I afford for my budget? But it's always important to keep looking as early as possible because summer is how many days away, April? 9 days, right? About 9 days away. We it's gonna be rough, right? So anyway, we just want to make sure that everybody is aware of the dates. Please look on and here's a source too. Go to Hillsborough County Public School. Just go to our school, because the school website, and it's HCPS. Just go to our school website, because most of the information that you are looking for is right there. And it'll probably give you links that take you specifically to your school. So make sure that you get your information. Because remember, a lot of the information that we share with you is general and it's generalized. It's just blanketly covers the Hillsborough County. But look specifically for things for your school. For example, like our school recently just had our eighth grade and sixth, seventh, and eighth grade field trip. We have a clap out. We have in all these different things. And parents do want to attend those different activities, awards ceremonies, things like that. And so look up or call your school or look specifically on your school page so you can find out when these activities are. April.
You said it all. I mean, the ultimate thing is, you know, as we get prepared to close out the school year, we need parents to, you know, also be very intentional about preparing for the upcoming school year, because those 2 months go by really fast. And, you know, life is happening for everyone. There is currently a open, obvious public attack when it comes to the public education. And we're going to see some noticeable shifts this upcoming school year that parents, you know, for those that did not vote, you still consented when it came to the final decision, if it was something indifferent that you wanted for the outcome to be. And as a result, we see it all over the news, all over social media, the blatant disrespect and disregard and dismissive behavior as it relates to our overall government way of work. It just seems to only apply to certain people for certain situations, and all the rest is like the hell with it. So unfortunately, our minority Black children falls into the category when it comes to public education, unfortunately, with the hell with it category. And if they are ESE, have a 504, need additional supports in the classrooms, like an ABA therapist, and I can, you know, continue to layer things, we need you to pay attention and raise your voice or collaborate with other voices in efforts to make sure that our children aren't so gravely impacted by all of this to where they can't recover in their academic successes.
Yeah, I agree. You have to look at take into consideration, and that was excellently put, Ibra, because look at all the things that are being changed right now. And then you think about things starting as simple as a child's basic needs. So before you even educate a child, you have to make sure, first of all, that they have a nutritious meal or things like that. I mean, even the school lunch program, the school meals program is being affected by this. And I, like, again, every time I think about it, I just keep on saying, who clearly no more morality is involved in these decisions. Because if you truly, truly cared about people, you start with the least, the ones who can't defend themselves in the first place, that's the children. Start with them first. And so now you look at that, you look at job loss, you look at what they consider, they say, well, we can't do DEI hiring. But I don't know I don't know about you. But when I start to see the people they put in place of the ones that were already there, I'm thinking, oh, how did some people consider this person? Are we talking about the upper layers, upper echelon of government, right? How did some people think that this person was going to do a better job than this one? So again, I remember everything trickles down from the top down, right? So if you see it happen at the top, you're going to see it happening further down within your state, locally, all those things like that. So pay attention and pay attention as you see these things changing. We have already seen the changes in housing. That was the first and foremost, then food prices, because where's that? We may have had some minuscule relief in terms of a gas price, but still, look, we're still here. We're still here. And the struggle is still going on for a lot of our children. So all I'll do is reiterate the point that April made. You look at your voting situation, look and see if you can go back and double check all your paperwork, make sure you're registered, because local elections matter just as much as these elections that are up there in Washington, because the small person who does something incremental here can affect the rest of your year, your entire year. Like, do you remember when they did the a homestead exemption taxes, and that one vote, man, my thing went all my taxes went way down, and because I voted locally, I'm paying a mortgage, I got to pay the property taxes because I voted, so it's important. And I saw the immediate effect of that on the next tax bill. Okay, so we can't stress to you enough why you need to be involved, not only politically, socially, just every in your child's education, every possible facet of life. We are a community, and we exist. And we thrive well when we work together. I'm off my soapbox. I'd be on my soapbox again.
And before we leave the rabbit hole of education, what's your thoughts on the FAMU situation where I have had the opportunity to meet Marva Johnson in the past, and overall, okay. When she was serving under the Florida Department of Education, Cochran, in that whole
capacity.
And for the most part, I will say that she appeared to have done good works in that space. I understand the concerns of those that are directly connected with FAMU. And, I don't have any type of, dog in this fight. But I will say this. It just seemed quite awkward that now, out of any other time, that she would seek out to become the president of a HBCU with no experience in that space. I don't even think she went to a HBCU. So I just don't know, but it just seemed relatively odd that now is the time that she would be appointed in that space where you had many other candidates that had way more experience
and
credentials. Yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, no, listen.
All the rattlers, y'all better get the hissing and biting and whatever you're going to do, wrap around. come together and make some noise, because if there's any truth to all, some of the buzz that is being said, is it don't sound good at all.
Right. Yeah. So, and I'm trying to fight this little light that's in my face. But yeah, you said it the best. You said it the way I would have done it, which is like, yeah. I mean, just every one situation that occur, you have to sit yourself. It's making me think. I have to keep on thinking because I'm no longer sitting here observing the world for what it is. I'm like there's too much corruption, craziness, all this stuff out here in the world. Let me just sit back and observe this one. Speaking, okay. Okay, and I'm gonna jump all the way over here. We through education. We can talk a whole lot more. We there was something we're gonna talk about, but you know what? We just gonna wait for all this to pan out because we're really concerned about the kids at the end of the school year. However, you heard about that fire in that burned down that plantation in Louisiana?
And it burned it to the ground, didn't it?
Ground.
They
The ground.
couldn't stop it. They could not stop it. At one
Well.
point, there was and you know, you can't even trust half of the social media posts now with so much intricate AI to where it says they look like they was putting gasoline on it. I was blazing up at certain times. I'm like,
I like that. I
So,
mean,
yeah.
I read about how it started at a certain time in the morning, I believe it was, and it took so many firefighters that was out there trying to suppress the fire, but then they thought they had got it down, and then later on in the evening it sparked back up again. I was like, okay, now that's some supernatural stuff right there. So, but clearly, and the fact that my mind always thinks in two different directions. One, well, since whenever I have a fire and nobody gets hurt. Just like all them fires in Ybor City back in the day, right? I always think of insurance fire, insurance fire. That's my number one thought. But then secondly, it's what I'm noticing about America is this. As much as you think want black people to go out there and protest and do all this stuff like that, we sit back quietly. Things just seem to be happening for black people that we're not involved in it. We're just quiet. And you think about the pain and suffering that was witnessed and experienced on that plantation. I mean, I know if you are not black, you just don't understand. If you are not a descendant of the people who have built that, you're not going to understand why black people just like, hey, listen, no, I hate to say this, but I have been watching the memes come through, and some of them just been off the chain. So, but I'm just saying, okay, it's owned, oh, by the way, after digging, doing a little digging and doing some research, it's owned actually by an Australian man. The man don't even live in the United States. So that's part of the reason why I said, this might be an insurance fire, but but I just want to tell you just that from our experience, look at what's happening so far. I'm just going to call out three things I think that just exuded some black excellence. So first of all, I don't know if you've seen Sinners, but Sinners, I keep telling everybody and everybody who's seen it, that is amazing. Go ahead and watch that. That was just amazing. I'm not going to drop any spoilers. Half of y'all done seen spoilers on the internet, so just that. The Met. Now I had mixed feelings, but this is what I want to share about it. The last Met, what is it? The Met Gala. The theme was Black Dandyism, right? And I'm a reader, right? So I had to read some books on it. But the more a lot of people say, oh, this was bad, this was bad. But if I sit down and deeply observe it, think about it. Think about the fact that black people were given rags to wear. We're given, potato sacks. We were forced to look like that. We supposed to look horrific. And the fact that black people took ownership, especially when you look at those pictures in the of the 30s and 40s and how we were dressing then, dapper, okay? It was the one thing that we had. We didn't have a lot of property. We didn't have, money. We didn't have housing. A lot of us just knew how to dress, which kind of explains why now you'll see somebody put priority in clothing and shoes. Versus anything else, because we were not allowed to have or to look presentable. And no matter how we presented ourselves, it was like, well, they're still black. Well, I got to clean this black up as tight and sharp as possible just to get my foot in the door. So that's why I was kind of impressed about that. And then I had a third woman that just ran away from me. But again, it's been a series of times. Like it's as if to say we're doing Black History Month over in May, instead of opposed because the way when Black History Month hit us, we were like a days off of the inauguration, and ain't nobody was feeling Black History Month then. It was like, okay, let's try to bring it over here because it was like this. How we going into Black History Month? Mm-mm, okay, so but. I think that through these past couple months, and you starting to see a lot of things. Oh, I knew the third one was, and you know me because you know I'm a Marvel girl. Ironheart. Ironheart is also coming out too, and that's a black female, super intelligent. I know y'all might not be Marvel fans, but still, all of this is happening all within the same month, and you're just seeing just excellence. And it's just like, why can't people understand that you need diverse viewpoints. You need diverse styles and way of thinking, and you need that in the world for things to just be amazing, you know? So I just wanted to, you know, get out my soapbox and share that.
Otherwise, we'll be walking around here like the Stanford wives. Same style house, same orange juice, same cars, same yard, same. Exactly. But the only time same being the same is important is when it comes to nothing. To be honest, let's be honest, because they don't want us to have the financial resource. They don't want us to have the tax breaks. They don't want us to have. So only time the same is important when all the broke people are being cut, you know, put in one pile and you right. broke, you can't have nothing else. So
exactly,
yeah.
And we know the same to have something that's the same. Sometimes, as much as you want it to work, it really doesn't work. Like, for example, y'all throw us in classrooms. And you throw us in classrooms and you tell us to diversify the education. And honestly, you know, you got kids, ELLs, you got ESE kids. You have kids in there who are on level. You got kids who are super far behind. You got a child that you got to print their copies. They can only have a single-sided copy. So you can't give him a double-sided copy because he throws them completely off. You got kids who love to talk no matter where you put them. You got a kid over here that just all he want to do is hide his phone and be on the phone. And you got other. There's all of that in the same classroom. And then, speaking of words, same. And then
you know you didn't trigger me by the hide the phones. All I'm gonna tell parents in the state of Florida to do is go Google Instagram. Go Google Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to Google is, and just say about just type in state test. That's it.
Uh-huh. That's it. We ain't gonna say nothing about it. We just want you to just, you know, yeah, just look it up. Just look it up. That's all we want you to do. And teachers have been preparing and preparing and preparing. And I guess that's the saddest part of all is that, you know, as an educator, you know, you have been preparing. You've been preparing. And plus from how many years ago was it, April? When they started this benchmark testing with the PM, that we've been talking about the fact that there's always benchmarks. There's always benchmarks. And so there's always constant tests.
They've always been there. Were repackaged by whatever new governor comes the way, give it their title. And I believe, this is my belief, and conveniently create these new collaborative groups of new materials that have to be presented, put in the school. Like it's all tied to money. It's all tied to money. We will never be able to prove it. Like the millions that's gone from the Hope.
right. Where that money at?
I hope y'all find it.
And I want people to realize. The people here, because I think we just upper poor. There's no such thing as middle class anymore. People just upper poor, okay? But the people who here, right, are not the ones hurting you. I just didn't even understand. The people who down here ain't the ones hurting you. This is the people who got all the millions and billions and trillions and billions. If you can lose $1 billion and still be a billionaire, I just need you to wrap your mind around. If you could lose $1 billion with a B, dollars and still be considered a billionaire. I'm saying in here, this little itty bitty square window, I ain't hurting you. I'm not the one
at all
taking from you. If anything, I'm trying to bless you with this free advice. But I mean, I ain't possibly taking. And speaking of free advice, this is what we have for you parents, right? And I'm as a teacher who has taught from 6th through 8th grade, right? Plus all high school kids. All right, and this is my personal PSA right here. Your kids, and at least in my school, I can't remember if by your school, but in my school, we wear these uniforms. When you're in school and you're running up and down the hallway and you're slapping each other and punching each other and knocking each other out, right? We know you're a kid. The resource officer know you're a kid. Everyone in that building know you're a child. But you have now reached 5'11", 6'1", whatever. When summertime come and the uniform come off, let's take this to a police officer that don't know you're a child. You got to get out your mind now, this childish behavior, because you're going to be out running down chasing some kid, knock him on the ground, and the first thing they think, well, you 6'1", you got to be an adult. These kids are only 13 and 14. They just big. One too many, you know, bags of Takis. McDonald's combos. You know, Wendy's big. They checkers big. I mean, they big. These big kids. So teach your children that what they doing right now. Well, we've been saying this for years now. Keep your hands to yourself. That's a basic skill that should have come out the house. That why I got to spend 180 days telling your child to keep their hands to themselves. But if they don't keep their hands to themselves now, summer's coming. We now have a new president in place who is saying, hey, we can let our racism be free. We had light diet racism in the past. But now we got full strength racism. And people just, girl, let me give you an example. We know I got a specialized tag, right? You know what's on the front of my tag, all right? But somebody had the nerve to be roll up on like, what is that from this? But what country are you from? Ooh, first of all, you dumb as hell. Ooh. Take flight, because I can't. I mean, dumb. That's first and foremost, because you don't know your, you just don't know. You don't know your island. You don't know what territories belong to the United States. If the plate had Guam on it, did you realize that Guam is a territory of the United States? So at least the flag got the stars and stripes on it. Y'all didn't realize the flag got the stripes. People have gone from lightweight diet racism. We now 5-star top tier to where logic just flies out the window. You're not even processing and using critical thinking skills before you even attempt to ask somebody something.
And you're absolutely right on that, because let's look at the gentleman out in Riverview that thought it was okay to threaten. What was the little girl, about 8 years old, about eight years old?
Yeah.
Because she came to his door, rung the doorbell, and you could see the candy, the bag in her hand, which she's trying to sell candy
that she had got from school.
Blatantly called her, he was going to shoot he'll shoot the bitch. That's what he said in his message.
Uh-huh.
That's an example of, like you just were referencing, that I'm so bold with this, I'm going to put it in a group community post.
Yes. And comfortable
along
with
the video to show my level of ignorance towards a child.
Uh-huh.
And then immediately began to play victim.
Uh-huh.
Immediately. And it has went quiet, because when I tell you the social media goons, they went in and found him everywhere that he worked with and so on and so forth. Now, I'm believing that whole, you know, exposing the house, that's a lot, because, you know, other family members lived there. They didn't make the choice that he made. But the fact that he's went ghost and nothing else is being said about it. I know the mom kind of was chiming in saying that she was getting legal. She had sought out legal
representation.
Advice and representation as well. And there was a some type of funding collected for as well, but it has went completely silent. Silent. And it might be in that same situation like with Mines that was over at USF. Even though we went silent, it's not done. But unfortunately our judicial system is so weird in certain situations where if you go this route, then you can't file civilly. If the prosecutor don't decide to pick it up, then you can't. Like, it's so weird that it really shocked me, you know, with my own experience with that. But trust and believe is still moving forward legally. But it's just so weird. And I'm wondering if that's what the mom has probably been, the barrier that the mom has come up against at this point. Because, I mean, blatantly, I'm going to shoot you black. Like, I'm like, wait, what? You could tell it's a baby.
Uh-huh.
But again, and our children are not safe in their own communities. And the question is why?
Right. And remember too, that's the thing about the skin, you know, immediately it evokes feelings of fear. And, you know, you're looking at the skin and you're just like, okay, fear, I'm scared, I'm being threatened. How? So again, the logical part of the brain hadn't even processed it, because how can somebody who is this big to me be a threat to me? But no, it's the skin color. So just as long as they're black, they're a threat. Like you see, sometimes you see a lot of, when people see a girl, they think it's a full-grown woman. Yes, she might have a little bit of attitude, but come on. That, you can clearly see that's a child. All right, I deal with them all the time at my school. Like, all the attitude, but you're still tiny. You're still packaged up in a 4-foot frame. I mean, so basically that we need to understand. Oh, internet issues. You know what? That might actually be a point in time where we have to wrap up. We are having internet. At least I know I'm having internet issues. And I think that's exactly what happened with April. But here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go give myself about another 5 or 6 seconds. And if she doesn't pop back on, we know that it completely died. So anyway, listen, we want to remind you all again that the quarter comes to an end on the 30th. Use this time diligently, parents. I can't stress to you enough. If check the grades. Go on Canvas, check the grades. Check the grades. Very simple. The kids know how to use the app. Check the grades, please. Because you can't, I don't want you to be surprised. You wake up and you know, it's the last day of school and how you fail all your classes once you get the report card in the summertime. Do not be surprised. Give your kids things to read. We're getting ready to produce, actually Bianca's back there producing a series of videos that talk about the importance of the scores, the Lexile levels, why it's important to read, how to stop the summer slide, all those things like that. Because it's important that you all know that you got to let, I mean, just because school is over, they got to be reading. I don't care what it is, they need to read something every single day because they lose it. And then some of them, they lose it so much of it throughout the summer. Everything should not be in front of the screen, a whole bunch of screen time, cut down on all that too. I mean, just ask your children to write you a letter. So you can see, do you need to work on handwriting skills? Do you need to work on other things? That's just my plug as a reading teacher. I'm always saying those things to y'all. All right, guys. Well, look here. It looks like we cut out. Internet issue. My light, my little camera thing, it says it's okay, but don't trust it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap up for the evening here. We want to thank you all so much for joining us.